Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We need to bounce back. It's Dallas Keuchel Day on In the Loop. It's also Texans preparing for the Jaguars Day. We're going to hear from a lot of the Jacksonville Jaguars in the locker room coming up in about 40 minutes. I asked Dallas Keuchel, actually. I caught up with him yesterday. The day before we start, thank you so much for allowing me a few minutes of your time, Mr. Keuchel. He's a big listener of the program. I asked the bearded one how he felt about yesterday's performance in the think tank, specifically mm-hmm. Think Tank Dank, who wet the bed. Mm-hmm. I went to bed upset at Think Tank Dank yesterday.
I was disappointed in him.
And I woke up this morning even more upset at him. Yeah. And I'm hoping that he bounces back because he is a think tank legend. But this is what Dallas Keuchel had to say about the performance of the Loopholes, specifically Think Tank Dank.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, disappointment is a little bit of an understatement.
I agree with you.
Man, that hurts inside.
I agree with you.
That hurts right here inside.
That does. How about the fact that Keuchel felt the need to talk about it?
Yeah. Before we get started, one little hidden talent that Landry Locker has is a speech, motivating speech. You got to give us about 30 seconds to get these guys going because the energy was slow yesterday. So you got to get everybody going here, and remember, don't just start it with "I think that." We don't want to say any hellos. You want a take? Doesn't have to be about anything in particular.
All right, Loopholes, listen to me right now. The key to a good team, and you guys are a team. You're the strongest team at Sports Radio 610. We are nothing without you. We wouldn't make it 99 episodes without you. We love you. We appreciate you. But the key to a good team is everybody playing within themselves. Don't try to do too much. Think Tank Dank, don't sit there and tell me old man jokes. Do what you do. Do what you do best. You guys know what to do. Start your statement with "I think that." Don't ask how the hell we are. Who cares? This is the best segment in radio in Houston for a reason, and I want you guys to bounce back and show me, because there's not a good team that hasn't had their back against the wall before, but it's how you recover and bounce back. Let's get it up on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank, go.
Yeah, I think it's about time they got white out, because this average right now is zero, and I got a calculator, still say zero. Orale, la balls, go okay.
Not a bad start.
Not a bad.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Multiple things. AJ Hinch, he's a legend compared to Bill O'Brien. Bregman, he's definitely playing mind games, and he's going to hit a home run tonight. The Rockets are going to win 60 games, and I told y'all that John McClain's wife hates his ass. He's a little bitch. Get a big TV.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
JR, the UPS driver here.
Yeah.
For the sake of the other loopholes, let me break this down expeditiously. Look, let me entertain FedEx. You out your rabbit mind, you need to get your head checked. You let your mouth run, you about to get outdone. Your esophagus impregnated, here's your bed rest. The unmitigated gall for your lips to move. Bow down to the brown clown and kiss the shoes. You must believe, dog, that you was born tough. How was that when you ride around in a unicorn truck? Stop it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've never used FedEx again.
Hey. I want to get some fast food. We got some fast food workers. I want some beef from the fast food industries too. We got the FedEx versus UPS going. Well, let's get some more.
That FedEx UPS beef is real.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers guy here. Hey, Mr. Lopez, I know what you can get Miss Lopez for Christmas. And it has to do with your massage parlor that you have at your house. Okay. You can go get one of those neon lights that says open 24 hours in your hallway.
Now, that's a good suggestion. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
You know, I was going to come with the fire today, but then just past 12 o'clock, I heard old J-Lo got a little playroom in his house. What the hell is going on? Good God almighty. God dang, Johnny. Hey, you know what? I ain't knocking it, bro, until I try it. But I've never tried it, so I guess I really couldn't say much. But I can tell you this. You'll never find another freak quite like John. Someone who loves you tender like John do.
more the rubby than the rubber.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Man, this Fraser, the real UPS driver, man. Check it out, JR UPS, man. You need to get back to work, man. All them misloads you got, man, and no scans, get back to work, man. And Landry Locker, man, when you go out with John McClain for lunch, I really hope that y'all are talking about the opportunity of a lifetime, taking over John McClain's, what do they call that, Rolodex?
Yeah.
Get all his contacts, man.
I'm still
on
his phone.
I want you to take over, man. Because John McClain, I've seen him. I promise you, I've seen him with that guy, Bill O'Brien. And they was out on Montrose holding hands, man. Skip it.
On Montrose.
Skip it, man.
On Montrose.
Holding hands, skipping.
We got UPS on UPS crime going on, too. It just spiraled out of control.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Listen, if you're walking around the park of the zoo and you see a 120-pound 12-year-old still being pushed around in the stroller by his madre, you ain't got to wonder what they are. You better believe they know, speaking of English, can I get a race car? Race
car! Well,
hey,
you did.
By
you
the
did.
Way, Cowboy Dave over at the Bull, he had one of the best jokes I've heard on the radio in a long time.
What did he say?
He said he was walking up to the Texans game and he walked through the blue lot and he saw a kid on a leash and he asked the parent if it was a rescue. You're on the think tank. Go.
Mike from College Station here. I think that McNair's or Gaines ought to go over there to that Reliance Stadium and promote Romeo Crennel to the head coach of this team and hire them an offense coordinator before Bill O'Brien totally ruins this season.
It's interesting. We're going to get into this tomorrow. Ross Tucker was on Mad Radio, and he said that the Texans are ruining the primes of some of the best players in the NFL. We'll get into that tomorrow on the show, probably at about 11:20. He had some strong takes on Bill O'Brien today, and his weekly hit on Mad Radio, must listen to every Tuesday. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys. I, like, really need to make up for yesterday. So when you hear that tippity-tip-tap, rippity-rap-rap tapping on that think tank door, it's just me tickety-toking on that choke you drove till the loopholes can't quote no more. Red-eyed like saltwater in my eyes, fishing with J-Lo or toking with Landry. Or my name's Teddy J and got my eye poked by something gang-banging a chick with Freddie D. Got some asking to come in the lab. Y'all nasty, I curse you. So would the puppies have human heads and dog bodies or vice versa? The pedigree I'm beginning to send the shockwaves, keep your mind reeling in the bind, killing lines willingly, being rhetoric, see, makes you feeling euphoric, we can't be the same, unfortunately, but you can take my quotes and spin them like you're the one going down in think tank history. I listen to Gupta's Yoko Ono song in reverse. It's a curry recipe or how to make a bomb. He hates too much, y'all hold his metaphoric purse. I'm that think tank dank, making you sink in the lights, thinking about reaching my heights, but you keep stinking, that's right. Hanging with a small A-list think tank alum on top of that mountain, and y'all be pouting, banging out gayish think tank junk about O'Brien. Y'all literally smoking a smoke shop. I'm toking and poking fun, admittedly. Smoking the J of 3 before I came to B, I was like you, so come at me. Pretty sure I got some that got my back. Y'all whack hacks, pack up the backpack, up the mountain. I'll greet you with the black jacket and say hello. Nice to meet you here at the door. I'll be waiting for that day, guys. Just make sure you let us know who you are. Later, guys.
Man.
Wow, that is a bounce back right there. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Yeah, I think that if you're one of those people that clog up Houston feeder traffic so you can get your precious chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, you deserve to be fined or ticketed, maybe even tased or arrested. There's no law that protects you to clog up the highway because you haven't eaten in 3 hours. You're a lazy bum. If the line is that long, park your car and walk out. You deserve nothing.
You know, that's a solid take.
It's a very good take.
You're
on the think tank. Go.
Hey, fellas, manager here at the local Cracker Barrel. I think Earl's dead. If not, this is the longest smoke break he's ever taken, and I'm not paying him for it.
Okay.
You're on the think tank. Go.
All right, to my boy Landry, you got two issues, right? You got two things you can do right here with this Bill O'Brien situation. All right, you got yourself in a little bit of pickle. So what you can do is, when you go on down to your local liquor store, you buy yourself your cheapest bottle of liquor. I know Billy's cheap. Of course he's cheap.
then by 8:30 tonight, you come up by my house, you pick up some weed, and y'all hash it out. Or if you want to, you can throw some fuel on the fire. Next time old Billy wants to bring up, oh, we got a coach better, got a coach better, you hit him up with this one. Hey, coach, you know, you say you got a coach better. Do you think the Texans would be better off without you?
Somebody else might coach better. Someone else might coach better.
Good suggestion. Man. Oh, smoked it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hi-ho. Kermit D. Frog here. Or perhaps it's Patrick Mahomes. I think you guys are having an amazing show today and making it easier to get through this drizzly cold weather. Also, Astros and Five.
Very good.
Good job.
Pat Mahomes call. I love it.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello. This is Gupta again. And I think I need to pay a visit to John Lopez's massage room. I just really hope that he's not the one giving the massages.
Are you, John?
No.
I accidentally got a massage from a dude named Chuck once. He was very, very massive guy. Very fat. Sweat
you know,
on me.
You know you got that name, right?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I wanted to get in that Think Tank. Yeah, man, Kevin Johnson, just I think that he was trying to show his face too much, and the pelvic thrusts were disgusting, trying to get in on that Jonathan Joseph last-second interception. I don't know if anybody caught that, but my wife was lost by it. I was disgusted by it.
I didn't see Kevin that. Johnson was trying
to I guess he was on the sidelines.
Yeah, he had a hoodie on. And he was jumping around, getting in on the celebration.
Okay.
Easy,
yeah.
Big fella. Calm down. We don't need you getting hurt on the sideline.
You're on the Think Tank. Go, or do we? You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, Lopter, this is Chuck, and I wasn't using my hands when I give you a massage.
That is messed up.
And Chuck was like, where do you want me to focus? I was like, back.
Yeah. The other room.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, FedEx Henny here, man. I think I need to ask you guys a question. I want to know, what does a UPS driver, Tyler Irvin, Paul Gallant, and Elvis all have in common?
Uh-oh.
What?
Well, here's the goes. The only thing that sucks more than them is the toilet sucking the life out of them.
Ah. Tyler Irvin, a UPS driver, Elvis, and Paul Gallant.
Wow.
I got to say, I'm kind of liking this FedEx on UPS.
I love it.
Because they're both good companies, man. Yeah.
I want DHL to get in the mix. Where's DHL?
How about
at?
USPS?
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think this show used to be great, or this segment was. Now it's just a knockoff of Night of the Apollo.
Oh, that's
I think
little...
that needs a race card. That needs a race card. That needs a race card. That needs a race card.
I don't know anything about Night of the Apollo. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
We need to sweep him off the stage.
I thought it was showtime at the Apollo. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Manager at the Happy Massage confirming a 4:30 appointment for John Lopez at his residence.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Not happening today.
Smoke shop. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
JR, the UPS driver here.
He's back.
Dallas Keuchel is going 7 innings, under 100 pitches, 0 earned runs. I said that.
How about that?
Oh, man, that's two that? Strong takes from the UPS driver.
You're
JR,
on a Think Tank. Go.
Today.
I think people who slow down in traffic to watch a burning vehicle should be sentenced to die in that burning vehicle.
Ocho is just Ocho. So angry.
Well, Keuchel's on the mound and Morton's not, and he's upset
the
about
NBA
that.
Season's
he's
having a bad underway. Day.
But he said he was boycotting.
Yeah, but he's not.
Yeah, you know he's not. He's not. He's going
to
be posted.
Shout
up.
Out to Lamar.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Bill O'Brien should stop trying to be so fancy with the playbook and start getting back to the basics of football like he did last year whenever Deshaun Watson was throwing bombs.
No, see, I think that's the problem is he has gone back to being basic.
Yeah.
Three more. Here we go. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
That's what you get for nicknaming yourself, Tyler White. Now you're out the lineup. All we needed was some Puddin' Pops, and you gave us some great white birds.
Did he really change? We just asked which one he preferred.
He didn't give up any of make up any of the names.
We asked him which one you preferred, right? So that was it.
Because he was given two nicknames.
Yeah, that was it. Which one do you like? You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think I'm worried about the Astros. I think I'm worried about the ump calling Keuchel's pitches. I'm definitely worried about why we weren't playing at 4 o'clock instead of prime time.
Well, they'll be prime time after this.
I kind of like the 4 o'clock start today.
Selfishly, I do. Now, I feel for the rest of you 9 to 5ers, but I feel okay. I'm going right to the ballpark after this.
Yeah, lucky bastard.
I'm going to the yard. Hey, they drew names, man.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
They drew names.
I ain't mad at you.
They drew names. Here we go. All right, you got the final word. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think not enough people are talking about these cheating Red Sox.
Is that nobody's talking about, guys? Should we get
that
one more in?
That is nobody
one
talking
more?
About, guys.
One more?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get one more in. All right, you're on the think tank. Go. You got the final word.
I feel like you did that on purpose.
I think the Texans front office is a bunch of jamokes and suits hobnobbing each other playing daddy ball.
Yikes. Yikes. I don't know if he like... I like the way he said daddy ball. That's like the Jacksonville Jaguars lady. Yeah, see, like the fan.
I feel like he called from a bathroom stall
I
or
thought
something
that was
like
a,
that.
What was that fan's name?
I don't know.
Jags lady.
Yeah, Jags lady.
Jags lady. All right. Listen, we're going to take a trip around the National Football League here. We've heard Bill O'Brien, how he talks to the media, especially about injuries. How do other coaches in the National Football League sound? Namely, one of the most successful coaches in his first 2 years on the job. He's got his team at 6-0 right now. How does he sound talking to the reporters? We'll get to that. We'll take a trip around the National Football League. Also, to these Jacksonville Jaguars, they've been called out again. Is there a point to it? We'll get to that and more. Don't go anywhere. This is In the Loop on a Tuesday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.